This week's second parsha, Parshas Maaseh. So, as we will hear in the very, very, very long Kriya this Shabbos, all of the Maaseh. And the question is, why does the Torah need to repeat the Maaseh? If you go back to Parshas Bishalach and trace it, you will find every one of these stops, starting when we left Ramses, and until we got to Arvas Mayev in last week's Parsha. Every single one of these stops is recorded. Why does the Torah need to go and re-record the 42 Maaseh that B'nai Yisrael went on? So Rashi, right in the beginning of the Parsha, brings as follows. Lama nichtavu ha-Maaseh ha'ele. Says Rashi, la'idia chastei shalmak. To tell you the generous chesed of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Even though it was decreed upon them as punishment for the Chet HaMeraglim, that they are going to wander in the desert for 40 years, don't worry, it wasn't as if they were constantly on the move for 40 years. And Rashi makes a cheshbon. If you knock off these Maaseh and knock off these Maaseh, they don't count because of this, they don't count because of this. It's really only 20 Maaseh over 38 years. It's only 20 trips in 38 years. One place they were in, one place for 19 years. It's not as if they were moving the whole time. And therefore Rashi says, the Torah is telling us, the Membeis Maaseh, to show us HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed and kindness. Zeu meyisaydei shel Reb Moshe HaDarshan. That's one pshat. V'Reb Tanchuma mefarish darsh b'drash acheres. In Medrash Tanchuma, he brings another pshat. And he says as follows. Moshe lemelech shehayah b'nei chayla. A king once had a son who was deathly ill, and he had to take him to a very faraway place for medical treatments. He got cured, and on the way back, the father would pass each place and start remembering all the horrible stuff that happened in each and every place. Here, you were so weak, we had to sleep. Kane karnu, here you were so sick, you needed to stop and cool off. Kan chashashtas reishcha, here you had such a debilitating headache, you couldn't move further. And therefore, Rashi means tefirais, doesn't say this, but Rashi means tefirais, the Tanchuma does tefirais, that on the contrary, it's coming to remind us all of the terribleness that happened in the Midbar. We went there and there was this disaster. We went there and there was that disaster. And another place and that unglick. It was one bad news after another. Several kashas, a couple kashas. On the surface, it seems that these two pshatim and Rashi are mamash seiser each other. The first pshat in Rashi says, the reason that the Torah delineates all Membeis Maaseh is to tell us the chesed of the Ribbono Shel Olam. The second Mishnah in Rashi says, the reason we say all these Maaseh is to remind us and relive and regurgitate all the terrible things that happened. Now, of course, two pshatim, elu ve'elu diri lekim chayim, but it's not normal for Rashi to explain a pasuk by bringing contradictory midrashim. There's always contradictory midrashim. Rashi picks a medrash to explain the pasuk with how he thinks is best in pasuk pshat. He doesn't confuse you with midrashim that are seiser. Another question. The Archaim HaKadosh asks a great question. The Archaim HaKadosh asks, if I was naming this week's parsha, I wouldn't call it Maaseh. Why does the Torah call it Elam Maaseh B'nei Yisrael? It should call it Chaniyos. Klal Yisrael camped in these places. It's as if I tell you over my summer vacation. So if I'm normal, I say we went to New York, and then we went to Cape Cod, and then we went to Toronto, and then we came home. That's how a normal person talks. You talk about the places you went. The way the Torah is talking is, first we took the trip to New York. Then we took the trip to Cape Cod. Then we took the trip to Toronto. That's not how people talk. Why are you talking about the trips to the places rather than the places you were? And one final kasha. What do you mean it's a chesed? If we need punishment, and we need tikkun, and we need rectification, so we should endure it. Oh, Kadosh Baruch Hu said he's going to punish us, and just joking, I absolved you. Where's the chesed in that? HaKadosh Baruch Hu's punishments aren't vindictive. They're therapeutic. They're correctional. They teach us how to be better. So what's the chesed in, okay, you really have to wander in the Midbar for 38 years, for 40 years. Just joking. It's not so bad. So what was the, was it a punishment? Do we deserve it? Do we need it? What happened? In order to answer, there's Rabbeinu B'chai in this week's parsha that says yet another reason that the Torah tells us all the masa'is. The Rabbeinu B'chai says that the reason the Torah says all these masa'is is because this is how the Geula Ha'asida is going to come. This is how Mashiach is going to come. We're going to be in the desert, and we're going to go from these places to these Membeis masa'is, and that will bring the Mashiach. And therefore, the Torah is telling us the story again, not as a point of history. I could look back from Parshas B'Shalach and onwards for a point of history. The Torah is telling us this as a roadmap for the future. You want to know what the future is going to look like? The future is going to look like those Membeis Masa'is. Really? Is that how Mashiach is going to come? We're going to go in the desert, in the south of Eretz Yisrael, up through Jordan, and back in? Is that, I don't think we think that. No, Gemara says that. Is that really how Mashiach is going to come? What does the Rabbeinu B'chai mean? The answer is, the pshat in all of this is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings us on Masa'is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes us places. HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts us in situations in order for us to learn. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes us from station to station in life, from situation to situation in life, from matziv to matziv, from new experience, challenging experience, exhilarating experience, troubling experience, from one experience to the next, for our perfection. Every one of us has a mission. Klal Yisrael has a mission. And that is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes you to a certain place, and it's your job to take the lesson from the place. And a person, the faster and easier he picks up on the message the Rebbeinu Shlomo is sending him, the faster and easier the person chaps what he's supposed to glean from being put in such a matziv. If I am being put in this matziv, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want from me? Does he want me to work on my patience? Does he want me to work on my empathy? Does he want me to work on my hasmada? What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want me to work on? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu put me in this place? And that is the answer to these two Rashis. Of course both Rashis are true. Of course both Pshatim are true. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us in these Membeis Masleis, and each one was a difficult spot. But the point was, did HaKadosh Baruch Hu allow us, enable us, assist us to get the lesson? And the answer is yes. The chesed of the Rebbeinu Shalom was that even though each place was a challenge, the chesed was that we quickly got the challenge, we studied the challenge, we rose to the challenge, and we traveled up to the next station. The two Pshatim and Rashi are really saying the same thing. Rashi isn't bringing two random midrashim. He's bringing the same thing. Yes, each place it was a challenge, and yes, each place was a chesed. The chesed of the Rebbeinu Shalom is to quickly get the challenge and not be mired in it. And that is the chesed of the Rebbeinu Shalom. And therefore, yes, the answer to the Rabbeinu B'chai's question, I would answer to the Aruch Chaim's question. Aruch Chaim answers Al Pi Kabbalah. So I don't know if he's saying this or not. The Aruch Chaim, the answer to the Aruch Chaim's question is yes. The point is the Maaseh. The point is not the Chaniya. When we're talking about a vacation, the point is where you vacated, not the trip. When you're talking about life, the point is not the vacation, the point is the trip. HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts you mimatziv al matziv. HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts you in one situation and another in order for you to grow up and out. It's for in order for you to take what you need to take, get what you need to get, learn what you need to learn, and move on. Yes, the ikar of the membeis masais, ele maase b'nei Yisrael. The point is not the chaniyos. We don't learn anything from the chaniyos. We learn from the maase. And that's the pshat that Rabbeinu Bachai. And that's the pshat that Aruch Chaim. And Rabbeinu Bachai means Mashiach will come when we fix, when we learn what we're in galus for. When we have all of our masa'is, and chab, why the Rebbeinu Shalom did this to us and put us here, and we chab, and we internalize, and we grow from each challenge, that's exactly when Mashiach is going to come. And that's what the Rebbeinu B'chaim means. Shabbos.